This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to a food preference expert about why our tastes change as we get older.
First, we're focusing on some news from the U.S. Small Business Administration. According to their state profiles, Wisconsin has the highest rate of small business survival in the Midwest.
Wisconsin's small business survival rate is also higher than the national average. And while this may seem like good news about Wisconsin's economy, there is more to this story.
Dale Knapp joins us now. He's the research director for the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Dale, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
So when it comes to startups in Wisconsin, there has been some iffy news, but this seems to be one thing Wisconsin is doing right. The businesses that start up are surviving. They're doing pretty well. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, it's something that we've written about a couple of times, that Wisconsin's sort of different from a lot of states in that, one, as you mentioned, we have this relatively high survival rate. So after 10 years, typically about 40 to 41% of those new startups are still around. The national average is only about 34%. So we do much better than the national average, much better than most states. The other side to that coin, though, is that we don't start very many small businesses. When you look at new firm creation, we're typically in the bottom 10 states in the country. So we don't start many, but those that we start tend to do pretty well.
It's an interesting kind of dichotomy there. What do you make of the fact that we're not starting more businesses?
Well, it's something that we've pondered for quite a while now. And in talking with people around the state and people that are involved in starting businesses, it seems to come back to an economically conservative attitude, that we're a little bit more cautious in the kinds of firms that we're going to start up. We want to make sure that there's a good chance that they succeed. So we seem to be a little bit more risk averse than of some other places. And we've also heard that from people that have started their businesses or are running small businesses, they seem to believe that the financial system, bankers, et cetera, are much more risk averse here. And so they're not willing to finance riskier startups. They're willing to finance the safer ones. And so that seems to play a role in it. And you look at our venture capital numbers, the last numbers that we have, Wisconsin gets about $34 per worker in venture capital, the money that these startups rely on. Nationally, the average is over $200. So there's not a lot of risk capital coming into the state either.
So Wisconsinites or the entrepreneurs in Wisconsin are more cautious. Sounds like the banks are more cautious as well. Where do you think that tone of caution comes from?
Well, some would say it's really it's historic. It's the types of people that settled here, the Germans from Europe, the Norwegians. They tend to be, when they got here, they tended to be more blue collar, very risk averse, and unlike many other states, we don't leave the state. So many other states, they may have these, established by Germans as well, but there's a lot of turnover. There's a lot of people that leave the state and come in. When you look at census data, we tend not to leave the state, and very few people come to the state, so we still have that really strong German, Norwegian heritage here, which I think still plays into it somewhat.
So you're saying as a state character, maybe we are just naturally more cautious, and that might just be what it means to be from Wisconsin to a certain extent.
That might be. And there's, there is an upside to that. We seem to get hit, less by big recessions to generally, the financial crisis hit us a little bit less than other places. Housing market did not do as poorly here as some other places. So there's some good in being conservative. On the other hand, when you look at the numbers, those states that tend to have fairly high firm creation rates, whether or not they survive a long time, those are the ones that tend to have higher job growth. And the reason seems to be that they, you know, by creating a lot of firms, they tend to get, they tend to hit the big ones. They hit the home runs, essentially. And so, you know, they get the Microsoft or they get the Dell computer, those kinds of companies that we don't necessarily seem to get as much.
Does this survival rate also speak to the levels of support that we have in Wisconsin for new businesses?
It may, but, you know, we've not seen anything that would indicate that we're vastly different from other states in that regard. So, you know, there can be a lot of things that are playing into this, but, you know, it seems to come back to just this risk-averse nature to some degree that we tend to have.
Well, what do you think we need to do as a state to overcome that risk-averse nature and get people taking more chances on business?
Well, you know, again, I do think that, one, we need to, you know, really find ways to attract those kinds of entrepreneurs here. That's one thing, you know, and find ways to attract the financing for them. You know, there are organizations out there that are working on the venture capital side to try to get those dollars in here for those companies that would be a little bit riskier. But I think, you know, sometimes it just pays to get lucky. I think, you know, Epic is a good example. Epic and Madison, they do medical records, had been around as a small business for a long time and really sort of hit it at the right time around 99, 2000 and has exploded. And so it's something that in the Madison area has really built off of that. And so, you know, we need to find ways to fund those kinds of businesses that, you know, at the time might have been a little bit risky because, you know, when it was established, it was unclear whether there was going to be a big market for this. It happened to work out. So bringing in the capital, bringing in the human capital, the young entrepreneurs, that's going to be the way to do it. And you look at our migration numbers, bringing in the young entrepreneurs is going to probably be a bigger challenge than bringing in the capital.
Now, we hear a lot of times that most new businesses fail. It's a hard thing to succeed at. Do these numbers about survival rates for new businesses in Wisconsin mean that Wisconsinites should take heart and maybe this is a pretty good climate to start a good business that will survive you know, longer than the average?
I think they should. I mean, I think you know, the numbers, you know, indicate that you know, our overall business climate is probably pretty good for small businesses. You know, we generally do, as it shows, pretty well. But as sort of as we go forward, you know, we want to be a state that's to some degree, you know, leading in terms of job growth, in terms of the new economy. We can't rely on you know, the manufacturing as we have in the past, because we know those kinds of jobs are struggling to grow. So trying to find what our niche is in terms of the ever-changing economy and nurturing those kinds of businesses can go a long way to creating an economy that is going to prosper over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Dale, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, glad to be here. Thank you.
We've been talking to Dale Knapp, Research Director for the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
Coming up next.